Remember, drinking and driving don't mix. Safety experts suggest you do your drinking first and get it out of the way. Then go driving. When your toilet won't stop running, and you put your hand in the tank to fix the chain, don't you wonder briefly whether or not the water in the tank has already been in the toilet bowl? If you can't say something nice about a person, go ahead. I'm not taking sides here, but in listening to a discussion about the Middle East on C-SPAN the other night, I realized I would rather tongue-kiss Yasser Arafat than ass-fuck Ariel Sharon. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's just a feeling I had.
Is Bruno a sadist?
Beats me.
They say that rather than cursing the darkness, one should light a candle. They don't mention anything about cursing a lack of candles.
Beethoven was a pupil of Haydn, and Schubert lived near the two of them. Supposedly they all frequented the same little cafes.
I wonder if they ever got together and gang-banged the lady piano player. Just a thought.
If you're a criminal, the best way to be is at large.
We have classifications called legally blind and legally dead. What about legally tired? I think a guy should be able to declare himself legally tired so he could get out of doing things he didn't want to do.
If I ever have a stroke, I hope it'll be early in the morning, so I don't take my vitamins that day for no reason.
The American Eye Association reminds you that styes are caused by watching young girls get undressed.
You know what kind of guy you never see anymore? A fop. I typed the word Google into Google. Guess what came up? Everything.
True fact. The Professional Bowlers Association sanctions a tournament called the Odor Eaters Open. It's probably because of all those rented shoes. I wonder how many eventual homicides have resulted from wedding ceremonies performed at the Happy Wedding Bell Chapel in Las Vegas.
I'll never forget Spando. Spando wasn't able to sit around and talk about the good times, because in the 60 years he'd lived, he'd had only one good time. And he would never tell anyone what it was, because he was afraid that if he talked about it, it wouldn't seem as good anymore.
I notice Connie Chung has faded away again.
Personal ad. Hello, I am Henri. I am 55 years old, and I am looking for someone who will leave me alone. Please respond. And then leave me alone.
Christians must be sick in the head. Only someone who hates himself could possibly think of the pleasures of masturbation as self-abuse.
I believe the next trend in cosmetic surgery will be a procedure that leaves the person with a cryptic smile. Occasionally, of course, the surgeon's hand will slip, and the patient will wind up with a baffled look.
Are you sick of crime? Well, some communities are doing something about it. They're putting people to death for no reason. Why not start a similar program in your town? Hang a few people in a public area and watch those crime statistics improve. You'll be amazed.
There are some people who are so nondescript that if their identities were stolen, it would be an improvement.
True fact. It's against the law to mutilate grave remains. So apparently it's not illegal to be in possession of grave remains. The trouble starts when you mutilate them. Nice distinction.
I have an impersonal trainer. We meet at the gym, we don't talk, he works out alone, and I go home. Here's how money can buy happiness. Money gives you options. Options give you breathing room. Breathing room gives you control. And control can offer you a measure of happiness. Maybe.
True fact. You can now buy vibrating panties. They're a kind of thong with a built-in vibrator. Just what we needed.
If no one knows when a person is going to die, how can we say he died prematurely? I can't help it. I just have this gut feeling that the Mafia is controlled by organized crime. I don't know what it is, but something fishy is going on. I wonder if a classical music composer ever intentionally composed a piano piece that was physically impossible to play, and then stuck it away in a trunk, to be found years after his death, knowing it would forever drive perfectionist musicians crazy.